Hi, everyone. Welcome to a timingresearch.com special event titled You Can Auto Trade Professional Option Strategies. And this is with Eric Gebhardt of altavest.com. And just a reminder, this is for educational purposes only. Trading is not suitable for all people. And please consult a financial advisor and only trade with money you can afford to lose. This is being recorded and will be available on the Timing Research website, as well as the Timing Research Substack, YouTube, and podcast apps. So I am going to go ahead and turn it over to Eric Gebhardt now.
Great. Thank you, David. And we're going to jump in. We got a lot of material. So I may go fast at times, but don't worry about that, folks. Not that I want you to read everything on the screen all the time. Usually it's just one headline or two. But we're going to look at how we can trade options, do this with automation. We're going to talk about what's happening with the economy. Maybe talk about what we think the Federal Reserve is going to do with interest rates this year. And we're going to look at our proprietary strategies on how to not only hedge your portfolio, but also speculate. And we can do this without screen watching. We don't need to hover over our screen and babysit things, which is what our clients really love. But remember, we are speculating and we're trying to accept risk for the possibility of profit. So there's always risk when there's profit. So do take a moment and look at that risk disclosure. It is important. And remember that all funds committed when you're trading should be risk capital, and that past performance is never a guarantee of future results. A little bit about us. We are AltaVest since 1997. We're a registered introducing brokerage firm, and that's yours truly there in the middle. Some of our colleagues down on the trading floor, the S&P 500 options trading pit. Those are the floor brokers that worked with us. There was a group of brokers that filled all of our millions and millions of options trades over the years. So we've done this for a while and got a lot of experience behind us as well, 26 years. We're, of course, in the futures and options space, and that means we're highly regulated and we're audited at least every year. So that is to your advantage. So everything I'm saying here is audited. And this picture I took down on the NYMEX, for the NYMEX exchange, I think that was coffee, sugar, cocoa. It's a little blurry, but I still like it. It doesn't look the same anymore, folks, even though that wasn't too many years ago. So anyway, we're registered with the CFTC. We're members with the NFA. We're located in California. And we've done presentations all over the internet, especially since the pandemic began. We used to do a lot of this in person. So perhaps you've seen this before. And if you haven't, welcome aboard. A little bit about myself. I am Eric Gebhardt. Been doing this since 1991 is when I became licensed. I have my BS in Business Administration from the University of Southern California. So those are the Trojans. And I got my start in securities with mutual funds and annuities with my securities 6 and 63 licenses. And currently I have my Series 3 license, as well as 65. That's the investment advisor law license. So we'll jump into it here. This is what we don't do. So we're not going to talk about any of this type of thing. We don't have some sort of algo or system that says there's a red arrow to sell and here's the green arrow to buy and blah, blah, blah. So we're not trying to day trade all that chop, and especially not in the individual stock market or individual stocks. So that is not what we do. And part of the reason why is, I'll use this guy, I'll pick on him. This is just a tweet I saw. This 25-year-old day trader, he had $1.5 million in profits during the pandemic stock market boom. And then he said he lost it all and he works in Las Vegas at a deli. So that's a lot of feast and famine, folks. We like to be slow and steady. And I'm not picking on him, I'm just kind of joking. And I don't blame anyone for giving it a shot, especially when you're younger. But what makes it so difficult? We think there are three barriers, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as I go through this. You can jump in the chat there if you'd like and tell me if you think you can relate to these three or if I'm on the wrong track here. But this is kind of what we hear from feedback and clients. There's just a lot of noise and opinions and storytelling. Another word to use there, storytelling. You know, here, May 9, Home Depot could be a win. May 16, Home Depot, worst revenue miss in 20 years. So, you know, another one. Jim Cramer says Elizabeth Holmes is the next Steve Jobs. Well, she just actually went into prison here this week, I think. Sam Bankman-Fried is the next J.P. Morgan. He deserves to be in prison. So anyway, I'm not picking on Jim Cramer, but the point is a lot of people have these opinions and they're just telling stories and, you know, they're generating clicks and attention, and they want traffic is what they want. But this is really, I don't know, this one really tops the list, I think. Price predictions, for example, in the media. So here we go. This guy says Bitcoin will reach $250,000 next year. And meanwhile, this other firm here says Bitcoin could plunge to $5,000. So it's either going to 250,000 or 5,000. That's quite a big range there. So I don't think that's helpful at all. And of course, that's what makes the markets, the different opinions. But nonetheless, that's a lot of noise. And you hear it all the time. It's all over social media, all over the internet, all over TV. So that's a big barrier. Number two, how about the time and the discipline needed to actually screen watch, as we call it, and babysit your trades? Not many of us have time to do this basically during all the market hours and even before. Like, for example, this is just something I pulled off the internet. This person says, I trade full time in front of my computer from the market open until the close. And every once in a while, even after market hours. So not many people have time to do that. Our time is limited. No matter how much money we have, our time is limited. So I think we'd rather be doing something like this rather than screen watching all day long, or this sometimes is my favorite. Going to get a shout out for thumbs up on that one. So we all need our rest. Okay. Now this is probably the one here that applies to all of us the most. Well, we're human. So of course it does. We have to master fear and greed and our emotions, control your emotions, as he says there. And that's that roller coaster, anxiety, euphoria, desperation, and on and on and on as you go up and down with your profits and losses. The cycle, you want to break that cycle. But remember, it can be expensive trying to convince the markets that you are right. You don't want to be stubborn. It's from a book, Market Wizards. That's my copy from years ago. And you don't want to end up with this on your tombstone, arguing that the market was wrong and you were right. Motley Fool talks about three common biases, and I think this is accurate, a good way to summarize them. There's recency, confirmation, and then anchoring bias. I'm not going to go into each of those. I think we all have an idea what that means, but this little image here might sum it up best. When things are going great, we tend to think we're a genius. I think that's kind of how I would offer a synopsis on that image there. Now, remember, our emotions can't compete with algorithms, or we can try to compete, but I don't know if we're going to win, because algorithms are dominating the investing landscape, if you didn't know it. JP Morgan here says 90% of US equity trading volume is systematic trading. So that's algo trading. So that's your competition. It's not other individual traders necessarily. It's really the machines. So can algos be used to trade options? And what type of strategy do you want to use if you're trading options? So yes, of course, that's what we're going to talk about. And what are these professional option strategies I'm talking about? We're going to jump into that demo in just a second, but just a little preview here. We're talking about trading spreads where you actually sell options. And this woman here on, I think she was on CNBC. She talks about an option spread is buying and selling different contracts, a very common way for investors to hedge risk and volatility. And it's usually cheaper because you can offset your costs by the proceeds from different contracts. And it's been used by Wall Street professionals for decades. And she's absolutely right. Now, you just heard a little bit about how professionals trade. They trade a spread. So how would a rookie or a novice trade option? Well, she talks about it here. In 2021, 11% of Robinhood's active users made options trades. But of that, fewer than 1% actually made a multi-leg options trade. So that's how the rookies trade. So let's look at these professional multi-leg strategies and how we can collect premium. And we'll use an insurance company as an example, how they might trade options following their model. So they're getting paid premiums to assume risk, and they sell and manage their time. They always insure themselves by hedging. They're consistent and they're patient in their process and their methods. And they look at math, simply probabilities. That's what the actuarials are all about, and statistics. And if you're looking at premium collection strategies for options, you're going to look for lots of base hits where you go short an option, and you're consistent and patient, and you manage risk knowing that you will have losers. Manage reward, that's just as important. And you're going to need experienced coaches along the way and the correct tools. And again, lots of base hits and not swinging for the fences. So we're looking at these short option strategies for any market condition. It can be non-directional, just sort of that chop we looked at, up and down, sideways, directional movement, or even bullish or bearish. And we'll look at outcomes that have a fixed risk. So predetermined risk, that's called a credit spread. So every position is insured. So you have predetermined risk and reward. And again, they can be non-directional in nature. And we're going to look at stock futures index options. Can compare that to individual stock options. So let's take a look here. They can be less volatile. That's why we like the index options. And the index might move, say, 3% in a day, and that's a big day, but an individual stock can routinely move 10 or 20% in a day, even the large cap stocks, as we've seen. So strategies for any direction when you're looking at an index option or index futures options. So you can use these strategies for portfolio hedging or directional speculation. And then, of course, if you're trading an index or the options on an index, you're looking at just really one market. You don't have to track 6,000 different securities and try to figure out which ones you're going to trade. So those are some of the advantages. And also, here's a strategy, and I'm going to show you in just a second, getting close to the demo here of the software. But this is the upper boundary of your trade. Here's the lower boundary of your trade. And if the market bounces around in the middle here, then this trade works out well for you. So that's called a wide margin of error. So that's what we're going to look at. And before we do that, we're going to do a brief primer here on two of the Greeks. If you know this, it goes quickly. If you don't, it's real simple. And the Greeks, first, we're going to look at delta. And that's really a matter of how much the option value changes with a change in the underlying asset. So that's the definition of delta, formal definition. But really what it is, mathematically speaking, this is how traders use it. It's the approximate probability of that option expiring in the money. So for example, if the delta is 0.25, that means it's a 25% chance it expires in the money. But conversely, there's a 75% chance it expires worthless. So remember, delta is not static. It's not just a fixed number. It's always moving as the option and time moves along. And it is not the probability of a winning trade. And then here's the other one, theta. And that's simply a function of time. So remember, options have limited life. And theta is a negative number. It equals 1 day of time decay. So for example, if the option's at 10 points and theta is negative 0.05, then the next day the premium would drop to 9.95, and after that 9.90, and so on and so forth. And that's kind of what it looks like on a graph. So real quickly, as you approach time zero, as it starts to expire and get closer to 0 day expiration, you can see the value of the premium starts to drop and drop and drop just based on theta decay. So how about a deeper look at these professional strategies? We're going to collect option premium with some of these unique strategies we're going to show you here in the demo. And here's a basic one here, selling a call spread. So you sell this out of the money call, that's the red line, and you collect 4.5 points for doing so. But you simultaneously buy this out of the money call spread here, and you pay 2.25. But the net result is you collect 2.25 points, or $112.50 in this example, minus your commissions, of course. So that's just a simple covered call spread, or a vertical spread is what they might call it. And that's the 45.50 call and the 45.70 call. Just an example on the E-mini S&P 500. And then here's the same thing with the puts. This is the put spread that you would be selling, an out of the money put spread. You collect 3 points for selling one. You buy another for a point. The net result is you collect 2 points, or $100. And so again, these are not naked options. Every position is insured. Your maximum risk is always capped in advance. These are covered spreads. No naked options trading allowed. You don't want to do it anyway. And I'll tell you why. Even though you think you're going to do well over a period of time, you probably will. I'll tell you in just a second. But if you're doing covered spreads, that means you do not have unlimited risk and you will not have margin calls. So people always forget that. If you're trading naked options, you're going to end up in margin trouble sooner than later. So you don't want to end up like this. As she says here with this text message, she's asking him, who is margin and why does she keep calling you? So I don't know. I thought that was a good one. Now, here's another strategy called an iron condor spread. And it's just a combination of the put and the call spread that we saw a minute ago. And here's what it looks like. You sell an out-of-the-money call spread. This is your upper boundary and put spread here. And you're hoping the underlying market just stays within that range. And then you end up collecting the premium on those positions. So here is our proprietary strategy. We get a lot of compliments on it, but also people say, well, that's really weird. I hadn't thought of that. And that's actually a great compliment. So something we came up with years ago, it's called the Dragonfly, and it has six legs to it, meaning six different strike prices in this particular spread. And it's really just looks similar to a condor. And let me show you, except there's more strikes. So I'll slow down just a second. We'll absorb this for a minute as I walk through it. But you can see your upper boundary here with the calls and the puts here on below the market. And here's the market. When you place the trade, market was trading right around here, for example. And what you would do is you would sell four of these calls here. You buy three further out of the money calls and then one closer to the money call. And then the same structure with the puts. You sell four, you buy three, and then you buy one closer to the money. And let me point out, it might be hard to read, but this one here that you buy and this one here that you buy is, in this case, 50 points closer to the money compared to the ones that you sold here and here. So it will gain in value much more quickly, in this case, if the market's moving higher and getting closer to it, because the delta is higher. And it will lose value also more slowly because the theta decay won't impact it as much because it's 50 points closer to the money compared to the four that you sold here, for example. And that changes the total dynamics of the trade from what a condor might look like. And I'll show you in just a second how that works. And you can use bearish and bullish strategies as well, not just non-directional. Something we came with, we call it a bear hedge here. And really the best way is to show you. You sell an out-of-the-money call spread, and with the money you collect for selling that call spread, you then buy an out-of-the-money put spread. So if the market really drops, then you basically end up with a position that should do very, very well. And I'll show you an example of that as well. But here's the thing. You're thinking, wow, I think that's Jackie Chan, by the way. How would I even create a spread with six different legs or even four legs? How do I know which strategy to use, what strikes, which market, what's expiration, the timing, how, the entry price, how do I manage it, on and on and on. A lot of questions. Well, the answer is Theta Trader. Pre-built option spreads, our proprietary algo, will generate what we call theta trades. And these are those professional strategies we talked about for any market condition. And we use automation for your risk and your profit tracking, something called the RTI, which is the risk thermal indicator. It's color-coded, and I'll show you how that works. So what I'm gonna do now is switch screens on you. And if all goes well in just a moment, you'll be seeing my ThetaTrader screen. Yeah, and I see some of those comments, so keep them coming, by the way, and lots of thumbs up. So yeah, so if you can see my screen, give me a thumbs up. See the ThetaTrader screen? Just so I'm double-checking here before I go on and on. All right. There we go. All right, great, everyone. So this is the dashboard for ThetaTrader, and quite simple here. This is just a demo account, you can see, but these are the theta trades for the day, and I'll show you more about that in a second. Here's all your open short option spreads or your short positions where you've collected premium. Here's any open bought or long positions. On this side here would be the account information that's pulled directly from your AltaVest trading account. So this is all integrated with AltaVest because, of course, it's our software that we built for our clients. And then any quotes over here. So the first thing I like to do, just kind of run through some examples here. You can see all the bullish strategies are pre-populated, bearish, and then neutral or non-directional. And then I'll also point out the markets that we're trading, the E-mini S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, and Russell 2000. So that's the focal point for ThetaTrader. That's kind of the sweet spot. And I'll tell you more about that in detail, but really the reason why is liquidity. This is where the massive amount of volume is being traded on these particular options on these E-mini markets. So the first thing we can do is we'll look at this, take a look here at a condor for today. And here are the various iron condors available. They have anywhere from 23 to 61 days till expiration. And you can see they're already pre-built. The algorithm has already generated these trades and selected the strike prices and expirations for us, telling us what it thinks is best. Here's your, I'll show you in the next screen actually, but you can see here, the July end of month expiration is 61 days till expiration. Let me go ahead. Oh, actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to do this instead. Sorry, folks. I'm going to go to neutral. And that way you can see the numbers here on the screen. But you can see the July end of month condor and the strike prices are chosen. And you can see this is your maximum profit potential at expiration. And this is your targeted annual return at expiration. And you'll notice that the lower amount of days till expiration compared to the higher amount is always going to have the larger targeted annualized return. That makes sense, but it is not realistic to expect a 200% return annualized, you know, trading this strategy every 16 days. It doesn't work like that. This number here is really to compare one trade to another. So I just want to make that clear, but we'll drill down on this trade. Let's give it a second here. And the first thing I like to do before diving into this table is I look at a graph. I think this gives a lot of perspective and it makes it really, really simple in terms of explaining visually what we're trying to do. You're selling an out of the money call spread and simultaneously an out of the money put spread. Here's the current market. So you have this wide margin of error above and below the market. And that's what it looks like. So all these other bits and pieces here is just data that is specific to that particular trade. Expiration date, settlement values, premium, commission, capital, cash required. Again, your profit potential. This is your targeted return on cash and then the targeted annualized return. And let me jump down here. You can see the strike prices are pre-selected for you, but you could change them if you wanted to by using those little up and down arrows. But the algorithm has said, no, go with this one. So let's just do what we're being told here, so to speak. But you can see the delta on this put is 9.92. So that means you're selling this 3760 put and it has over a 90% probability that it is going to expire out of the money or worthless. And now look at the call that's being sold, 6.53 delta. So that's over 93% probability that this call that's being sold to someone else will expire out of the money. So that's sort of that higher probability outcome that the math is telling us. So really like an insurance company looking at the math and the actuarials, that's really what we're doing here. And you can see that the cash required in this case is $916 and your profit potential is $84. And you think that is sort of upside down. Why would you put up 916 to make 84? Well, again, it's because the deltas are what they are and that represents a much higher probability of a favorable outcome for you. So that's really the secret sauce there, folks. And that's what we mean by, you know, going after lots of base hits. And here's the quantity. You can change the quantity. You can see if you change the quantity, changes the requirements here for the cash. We'll just go ahead and say, we'll do four of these and we'll leave the price at 210. Again, the algorithm has chosen that value and we'll place that order. We're just selling these four at 210. And you can see here it is right there. And that it is a demo account, so it just assumes that you're filled. And let's go back to the dashboard. So that's how easy it is to place a trade. Okay, and let's look at a dragonfly. And I'll show you a really great feature. We have a simulator. You can go backwards in time. Here's a dragonfly. We'll look at the July end of month. All right, so this is what the dragonfly looks like on this particular trade. And you can see the 4530 calls that are being sold. And the 4480 call, there's one that's being bought. So that's 50 points closer to the money. And the same thing with the put here. You're selling these and the one you're buying is 50 points closer to the money. And it doesn't have to be 50. It's just what the algo has decided at this particular time. And you can see the cash required is always higher, 4,700 in this case, because you're selling quantities of four and four, not just one. And your profit potential is almost 300, targeted return on cash, and your targeted annualized return will always be a little bit less compared to a condor. And that's simply because you pay money for this call and this put. You're buying additional insurance on this particular trade, and that costs money. So it's an additional hedge on the position. And there's, you know, a lot of advantages to that, and I'll show you in the simulator here. Can really pay off when a condor ends up taking a loss and a dragonfly does not. But again, you're selling these puts here, 9.92 delta, and you're selling these calls with a 6.53 delta. So again, over 90% and 93% probability that those puts and calls will expire out of the money. So these, someone else buys them and, you know, looks like they may end up wasting their money, at least a high probability that they will. And then you end up keeping it. So that's the whole idea. So we'll go ahead, we'll do two of these. It goes up, you can see the quantity changing here, three or four, whatever. And then your cash required goes up and down as well. And we'll leave the value here at 765 and we'll go ahead. And there you go, just defaults there to getting filled at that price because it is just a demo. Now, under this section here, there's a trade simulator and I've loaded up some trades here. Let's see if these are gonna work for us. I kind of picked a few moments in time that might be instructive for us. Let me do this so you can see more of the screen. Okay, so here's an iron condor, February end of month. And you can use these buttons down here to go forward day by day or go all the way to the back, or you can just play it day by day and then stop it at any time. And you can see down here, each one of these horizontal lines is a day that goes by. And this is green, the RTI is green. Green means good, do nothing. The algo and the computer, I guess you could, in some ways, it's AI, I guess, in some ways, but it's telling us to do nothing. Green means good. And then it turns yellow, a little bit of elevated risk, and you can see the trade was profitable, and now it's actually negative, but still do nothing. And now it turns blue, and blue means take profits. So the algorithm says you have captured over 81% of your possible premium, and that's enough profit, and get out. Take your money and run. Now, I want to focus on this for just 1 second and point out, and I'll show you how to do this, but you can automate this in your settings so that whenever the RTI gives you a blue profit-taking signal, you don't have to be screen watching or paying attention. Your account's being scanned and monitored every day, and when it turns blue, an order to get out and take profits will automatically be triggered and placed for you. So this is what I mean by the automation, and I'll show you how it works on the risk as well. But so you can see that's kind of a typical condor. Even though the market moved higher and it was getting closer to the upper boundary here, theta decay was working its magic and you were able to get out with about 2 weeks of time in advance of expiration. And ThetaTrader will always close out your position for you before expiration. I'll show you that in just a second. Now here is, remember that was the February end of month iron condor. And that was placed on January 3rd. So on January 3, what if you did the Feb into month dragonfly? Let's take a look. So everything's green, don't do anything. A little bit of elevated risk there with yellow, just sort of caution. And then it turns blue and says it's time to take profit. So that's an example of how the condor and the dragonfly can sometimes work out in a very, very similar fashion. So that's a dragonfly working out on that trade there. Now, let me jump to another iron condor example. This is March 1st into month April expiration. And quite frankly, I forget exactly what what happens next, but here we go. Okay, so here's a profit taking order generated on April 4 with 29 days left. And that's on the iron condor into month April. Now, here's the end of month April dragonfly. And look at that, you get a profit taking order on March 21st. So you compare that to the first profit taking order on this condor was April 1st. So you can see you're talking, I don't know, what is that? 10 days or so earlier, getting out with a profit taking order on the dragonfly compared to the condor. And the reason again is dragonfly has a different structure. And sometimes it works to your advantage where you can get out of that position even sooner than a condor. So there's a good example of that. And here's another trade. And again, I'm not even sure what happens here, but let's find out. And I want to point out something too. You can see the trade's still negative. It's red. The P&L is negative. But that's because theta decay really hasn't started to work as much yet as it would as it gets closer to expiration. And let's just keep going. Oh, hold on a second, folks. There we go. Okay, yellow getting elevated. You can see why. It's getting closer to the upper boundary. And then it starts to really fall apart here and then it turns orange, which is even greater risk, but still do nothing. The algo says don't do anything. And then it turns red finally. It says too much risk, get out. So if it turns red, again, the RTI and ThetaTrader will automatically scan your account and it will trigger an order for you to close out that position based on the RTI. So you would end up taking a loss on that condor trade. Now remember, that was on January 2. Okay, and that is the March expiration. So January 2, here we are, and this is the March expiration, but now we're looking at a dragonfly. Let's find out what happens here. little elevated risk, turns yellow, getting closer to the upper boundary. And look at that. It gave you a profit-taking signal. You had an opportunity for an order to be triggered and take profits on that position on the February 21. And you did not have an opportunity on the Condor. So that's a key. There are times with the Dragonfly, not only can you get out earlier with the profit compared to the Condor, but you can also be in a position with a Dragonfly that turns profitable when a Condor does not. So there's a definitely a big difference there sometimes. And I'm not even sure what to see here. That was August. Well, this is kind of, I forgot what this one is here. Let's take a look. Elevated risk. Oh, I think I just wanted to show you. Yeah, I don't want you to think all I'm going to do is show you winners. Because yeah, here's a loss on a Condor, kind of a typical loss. Turns red, you get out, you take your loss and you move on. Then I want to show you a really, really cool, I gotta sound like a kid when I say that, really, really cool something or another, hanging around these, my daughter and her high school friends and whatnot. Let me do this here. Now, remember, we talked about a little bit about directional strategies. So you can be bullish or bearish. And here's one called the bear hedge. We briefly talked about it. And I'll just show you, here's an example. We'll look at one of today's bear hedges on the ThetaTrader. Theta trades. I think we're doing some software updates. That's why it's taking a little longer than normal, but here we are. So you sell an out of the money call spread, and with the money you receive, you buy an out of the money put spread. And oftentimes you can do this for a credit or at least even money. So you can have that position on here, and if the market really falls apart and drops a lot, of course it would do well if it happens quickly enough in particular. But again, you can oftentimes do it for a small credit. And you can see the algo has pre-built this for us. And if you want to do quantity of one or two of those or whatever it may be, you go ahead and place that order. And it's just that simple. And here's the order right here. So that is a brief dive into some of the key elements within ThetaTrader. And let me show you also, I'm going to show you kind of the best feature in just a few minutes, the one that clients absolutely can't live without. 100% can't live without it. But before I do, I just want to show you, this is where you would look at your open positions on one page here, or of course you can see them all on the dashboard. And you'll notice the bought positions here as well. And you can see how they're either orange or maybe yellow a little bit. You know, here's a green, that's just the one we did. And all the sold positions are green. And that makes a lot of sense because remember, we talked about the probabilities and just the math. When you're selling premium and collecting premium, you know, over a period of time, most of those trades are probably going to work out well. And when you're buying premium, you're kind of in a position where you need a big move quickly to do well. So that kind of reflects right here. And you'll see it on the closed positions. Let me just show you. This is a demo account, but really, I think it makes the illustrates the point. You can see there are 20 trades on the page, 17 total winners, 3 losers, and there are 17 short option positions, and 15 of those were winners and 2 were losers, and there are 3 long option positions, 2 were winners and 1 was a loser. So you can see the results on just this demo account. And again, that's just kind of me randomly placing trades in webinars. So it's really to illustrate kind of the theme of the higher probability outcomes and the math that favors the option sellers. And let me show you under here exactly how to handle the automation. So you go under here and to settings. In fact, let me just go, I think I loaded it. Here it is. So you go under here to settings, it pulls up this page. So I want you to focus on this just for a second because it's really important. All you do when you have a ThetaTrader account, you log into your account, you get your login credentials. You go under my account, you go to settings, and you want to receive all of our research and whatnot. You check the boxes, and then you check this box for the activating the risk manager, activate the profit directive, and then you save your settings. And that's all you have to do. And then everything we just saw with the risk thermal indicator and the blue profit trigger and the red risk management trigger will be automatically handled for you. And again, you'll be out of your positions before expiration. We don't ever recommend holding these types of positions all the way to expiration. And then there's also a great help file under this account setting here. You go to help, and I just pulled it up here, and you can see there's a glossary. You have all the different themes here and different headings, but under glossary, you can see the details. for the RTI and the color coding here and how it works, and also more definitions on all the strategies if you need a review on that. But we're not going to spend time on all that. And also, we have tutorials here. These are all videos, all part of ThetaTrader, if you want to spend a few minutes on each one. But really, it's so intuitive. You saw how easy it is to use. And there's also education if you need a review on options trading. It's all within ThetaTrader. So this will keep you up to speed. Everything you need is all within ThetaTrader. And in terms of the research here, I'll show you that as well. We have proprietary research. You can see TradeScope and the daily summary. And you'll see that right here. So these are the daily trading comments that are generated every day based on what's happening in Asia, in Europe, in the US, and then looking ahead and the economic calendar. And there's also the TradeScope newsletter. And that's more of a technical analysis, but we keep it pretty simple because we have, I think, the option strategies as really the secret weapon. But you can see that's proprietary research. It's all within ThetaTrader. It's all available for you every day, anytime you need it. And then just jumping back to the dashboard. Now, let's see if there are any comments or questions while I'm still in the dashboard here. Feel free to let me know. Someone's asking about making trading a business. Absolutely, you should treat it like a business. But other than that, okay, so let me jump into, and we are going to have an FAQ at the end, but let me jump into really what I think is probably the best feature of all. If you give me just a second here, let me double check that there's nothing else I wanted to cover. I think that kind of covers, well, you can do your own trades here. Some people ask, can I place my own trades? Yes, you can. You would use what we call Trade Builder. And again, you can also take any ThetaTrade if you'd like, and you can modify it a bit if you'd like as well. But again, people typically do what the algo says to do. And someone's asking, oh, that's a good question. And I'll show you in just a second about that, specifically if you're asking about the trade alerts. So these are really what we call the Theta trades, and that's available every day. But you can see, for example, you know, all of the Theta trades each day, you're going to have quite a few expirations to choose from. And let me jump into the alerts. Okay, so just a second, folks. Okay, from what I can tell, you should be seeing the let's demo screen again. Okay, so how can we do better? How can we make this easier? So you do not want to miss this. This is kind of the key here. How about trade alerts? 1 minute or less, one touch responsive alerts. All you have to do is touch accept or reject when you receive an alert, and our technology places the trade for you. So these are what we call, let me see if something else in here in chat. Okay, here we go. These are what we call our live or integrated or one touch responsive alerts, and they're connected and integrated with your AltaVest trading account. So simply touch accept and the order is placed for you. It's that easy. I know a lot of, obviously any other trade alert service, you have to go log into your platform and then copy an order in and hope you get it right. I've had people tell me they've done a buy sell error or they've done all sorts of problems just trying to transpose an alert. But let's show you how it works here. You receive a text message or an email or both, and you'll just click on that or touch that text message on your smart device, and that'll take you right to the alert. So you'll see here, you'll get basically a title on the alert. This happens to be a Condor, a little bit older demo here, but that's all the same. You can see a graph there, the trade, that's a Condor. You can see, let me see here, how much you're collecting, the cash required. And now this is important here. It says sell 10. Well, every alert you receive is tailored and customized for your account. So you don't have to try to change the quantity to suit yourself. It's all pre-sized for you, all based in the algorithm is, you know, basically helping us with these trades. And then you'll see, let me show you here, 71 days till expiration, your targeted annualized return, 63%. And then if you like what you see, you want to take that trade, you just touch accept. And that's it. That's all you have to do. So I'll show you one more time. Yep, keep the questions coming, folks. I'll get to those in just a second. So that's how simple it is. I can't tell you, I don't want to sound too corny, but people absolutely love this alert service. And it's all part of ThetaTrader. It's part of what you get. And there are some people who rely on the platform itself and, you know, placing their trades. And then, I don't know, I'd say the majority, vast majority, are really leaning into the trade alerts themselves. So someone asked the million-dollar question. Yeah, we do have performance on the alerts. We have an AltaVest account, so our year-to-date trade performance, and it's real money. So do read this real quickly. Okay, so this is basically the performance if you started on January 1st and you accepted every alert, every trade that came to you through the trade alert. So there's your performance, getting close to 14% year to date at the month end here. So we are very comfortable with that performance. And I think it's a very appropriate performance considering the landscape that we're in terms of, well, not only the market, but I meant just the whole theme of the type of trading that we're doing. Now, last year was a really, really great year. Performance was actually much greater than that in total. So we think we can continue to perform well in any market environment because these option strategies are so flexible. And as you saw, you can be bullish, you can be bearish, you can be non-directional. We had a lot of bearish positioning from the beginning of the year. And in spite of that, as you saw, there's a large margin of error. So even if you get some of these run-ups and these moves higher, a lot of times the trades you place just a few, couple weeks ago, you can already take them off, and then you can place new trades. You just kind of keep that kind of trade inventory moving. So here we go, folks. This is how you get started with ThetaTrader. We have a ThetaTrader membership, and I'm excited to tell you how to get involved. We always love these webinars and these live presentations. So you'll have ThetaTrader with the ThetaTrades and the RTI and the Trade Simulator. That software is valued at over $3,500, our ThetaTrader software, that everything you've just seen, including the one-touch trade alerts. And that service really is invaluable. Again, all these alerts are one-touch responsive. That value, $4,400 on those trade alerts. How do you put a value on something that is so convenient and can be so effective? And to summarize, you have the alerts and ThetaTrader valued over $8,000. And then to wrap it all up, this is kind of almost makes it, I don't know what you call it, really, I don't want to use too corny of a word, but kind of a almost an irresistible offer in some ways. But you have a private coach to work with you. So we can share the screen with you, give you tutorials, explain things, go through your trade history, set up new trades, whatever it may be. You have someone who's licensed, who's experienced, not just a phone clerk. We're real people doing real things over here. So you've got a co-pilot and a guide valued at least $7,500. I mean, coaches charge enormous amounts of money. And what we're saying is with your ThetaTrader membership, it's all part of it. So again, the software, the alerts, the private coaching valued over $15,000. And then to get corny, yes, there's more. I talked about the research. I didn't spend too much time on it, but people love reading the research every day because it's really just one or two short pages. And that's all you're really looking at. That research is proprietary to only our ThetaTrader clients. So $2,900 value on that research. And then we mentioned those online tutorials. I just want to remind you that it's there. So if you're thinking, well, gee, I've never done this or I've done it before, but I'm not quite sure. Well, not only do you have us as the coaching, but you have all the video tutorials available. So you can see everything with ThetaTrader, the alerts, the coaching, the research valued at $18,500. But of course, again, I don't want to drive this on and on. This is the price we used to charge, $4,000 in live events, in-person events. So we'd have people on a table, a sign-up table at the back of the room, but we're not going to do that. And we've done it even before at this number. We're not going to do that. So this is a big, big discount, 85% discount, lifetime membership. It's one payment of only $597, and that's a lifetime member, and that's only one payment, $597. That's your best option right there, so to speak, no pun intended. But that's your best choice. We do have a monthly payment plan, so it's three payments of $297 each. So either way, this is how you become a ThetaTrader member. You can take a picture or a snapshot or screen image here, and it looks like the link is in the chat room right now, cf.altavest.com/TR. And we do not keep that discount up very long. So you want to take a look at that and take advantage of it, especially because we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So how do you go wrong, really? If you pay the membership fee, And a couple of weeks later, you say, hey, Eric, it's not working out. Or I'm moving out of the country and I got another job and I don't have time, or whatever. Things happen. But no one is twisting your arm. That's not how we operate. So just let us know and we'll refund it, guaranteed, that membership fee. So here's what it looks like. The order form, real simple. It's just one page and that's it. And then you submit that order and then we'll get you onboarded. We can dive into some FAQs here. And I see some questions and I'll probably get to those, but I might as well get to the one right there. Funding of the account, $25,000 is the recommended minimum. And I'll show you more about some other, I guess you could say, incentives on basically your account size. But first of all, tax efficiency. You can lower your effective tax rate by over 10% with futures and options trading because they are a tax efficient asset class. And they're basically qualified as what they call 1256 contracts. So, and what I mean by that is 60% of the gains are taxed at the long-term capital gains rate and 40% at your individual tax rate. So usually a long-term capital gains rate is going to be much less. So you get a big advantage. I won't go through all the math, but if you're trading individual stocks in this example, you get a 12.6% return. Or if you're trading futures in that same example, your return is 14.64% for doing nothing different. You're just trading futures in the futures options space. So it's a tax savings of over $2,000 just because you're in a tax efficient landscape. That's a big, big difference, folks. Some people open accounts with us just because of that, and they didn't even know that. No more itemizing. That's kind of fun too. You just get a 1099 with your one number. There's your P and your profit, and that's it. Always consult your tax attorney or advisor, of course. And why the e-minis? Someone asked about that. I see a question about the e-minis. Well, they're, as it says, liquid, efficient, and cost-effective. And really, the e-minis are actually huge. A little bit of an oxymoron there, but the e-mini S&P 500 outtrades all ETFs around the world by over 2.5 times. So what they're talking about here is your average daily dollar volume. So 2.5 times more than all ETFs around the world, and even 10 times greater than the SPY. So this is where your volume and activity is. And a few more reasons, just to kind of, a little redundant here, but volume, liquidity, and access, superior execution, according to this white paper by the CME Group. These e-mini options, cost savings of $4 to $15 per contract. So you have a tight bid offer spread. This is important here. You have over 100 annual expirations that ensure granularity and coverage. And what I mean by that is you can see if you're doing a Condor, here's the call and here's the put that you're selling. And as time goes by, the algo says it's time to place another trade. Well, here's the call and here's the put that the algo chooses. And time goes by and the next trade, here's the put and here's the call the algo choose. Well, if the strikes aren't available, then the algo can't choose them. But that's the benefit of these e-minis. There's so much volume, the strike prices will exist even deep out of the money. And here's a huge, huge difference between what we're doing and trying to trade stock options. If you want to do a dragonfly with a stock, you can't do it as one order placed as one trade at one price. But with us, you can. You saw how you do it with DataTrader. You don't have to leg in to separate orders and build two different spreads or three different spreads or whatever. But if you're trading a stock and you try to build a dragonfly, it has to be done separately. It's a real nightmare. So a little bit about the retail stock options traders. Let's chat with this lady again. Again, she says retail stock options traders only have access to the most basic call and put options. They don't have access to more option spreads or other more sophisticated strategies. Now remember, with DataTrader, I just showed you have these sophisticated option strategies available to you. These are the types of strategies basically the pros are using. And that's no understatement. And again, the pros are not just buying options. If you only buy options and stock options, time and theta is against you. And she says, again, this popular trading strategy is so risky. It says the appeal for the retail investors to buy options is they're much cheaper, but your potential for profit is actually not that high. Basically, what she's saying is your probability of outcome there is so low. It's kind of like a lottery ticket if you're just going to buy options. So more advantages on the ES futures options. Again, you're trading just one or two markets on these e-minis. Efficient margin, and then a clear cost structure. And what do I mean by that? Well, keep in mind e-minis trade at the CME Group on the electronic Globex exchange. That means every order is treated equally. So there's no payment for order flow. If you don't know what that is, it's real simple. I'll show you in just a second here. That's called the hidden cost of what they claim is free stock trading. I don't want to beat them up too bad and get negative, but it is kind of a joke that they're allowed to call it free trading when you're trading stock options or stocks or whatever. For example, Citadel, Ken Griffin, their market making division in 2022 generated $7.5 billion in profits, their best year ever. Okay, and what does that mean? Well, Citadel has a payment for order flow model. They pay brokers like Robinhood to send their customer trades to Citadel to execute. So you are on Robinhood or some other brokerage firm, you place your order. That brokerage firm is not executing your order. At the speed of light, these other firms, these third parties are executing the order, and they pay that brokerage firm for the privilege to execute their order. And why do you think they pay them? Because they're taking advantage of and exploiting your order. That's why. So anyway, it says most popular trading apps generate a lot of revenue from payment for order flow, and they can make more money from options than regular stock. So there's an incentive for them to lure investors into options trading. So there you have it, folks. It's always about money. And the point is, there's no payment for order flow nonsense with the options that we're trading here. It's just disguised commissions. If you want the broker to work for you, simply pay a commission. And again, nothing of value is truly ever free. Kind of reminds me of, you know, the wisdom of your grandparents, right? So just pointing out that there's none of that with what we do. So I think that's a big advantage. Our commission rates are very, very competitive, 5.25 round turn, all in. Here's something here I copied off a brokerage firm's website. It says 2.25. They say 2.25, but that's per side. And then they add more fees on top, clearing and exchange fees. They don't even show you. And it ends up being higher than what we charge. So our rates are very competitive. ThetaTrader's performance. Well, you saw the trade alerts, but you know there is no performance of ThetaTrader, for example, that I showed you the platform, because everyone uses it differently. And also, I did want to point this out. Every calculation is net of all costs. So the trade alert performance I showed you, that's net of all cost. All of the performance in the ThetaTrader platform is net of all cost as well. Size of account, I think I just referenced it briefly. The minimum we recommend is 25,000 to 50,000. And that's basically so you can have a diversification among the various strategies. And yes, we do alerts on all the E-minis. I see another question here. So any of the E-minis that are traded in ThetaTrader. And in fact, we have on occasion, we just did actually something in gold not too long ago. So once in a while, we'll do something that's outside the box a little bit. I mean, we can trade anything, of course, but ThetaTrader is primarily designed for the E-minis. So anyway, hopefully that answers that question. And here's something people love. If you want a free ThetaTrader membership, people love to take us up on this offer. You have $100,000 or more with us, and we'll rebate that entire amount to you. Or anywhere from 50 to 99,000, you'll get a 50% rebate. So we'd love to have you on board and rebate that to you. Trading account types, IRA, individual, joint, corporate, LLC, trust, you name it, all the above. And I want to get into something here real quick. And if you're thinking, gosh, this is great, I want to do it, but maybe do I really need it? Isn't the stock market going to just keep, you know, always recovering quickly? Well, not necessarily. And I'll show you a couple of things here. Says here, alternatives like ThetaTrader, they may improve diversification and lower portfolio risk. And diversify from risk of what? Well, how about the inflation shark? You know, this guy thinks he's doing great. Well, my head is still above water. It kind of made me laugh. But this is true. I think he's absolutely right. Long-term inflation is 4 or 5% a year. Everything doubles in price every 14 to 15 years. So that doesn't get a lot of press, but I saw that I had to get a screen capture on that and keep that there. So if you're not actively doing something with your money, then inflation is just eating it up. And you know the Fed has a 2% inflation target, and we're near 5 even now. So we've got a long ways to go, way too hot. Just the other day, the Fed here, Barkin, Fed, Richmond Fed chief, says inflation will be stubborn more than people would hope. So the Fed may not be able to lower rates, because they don't want to repeat the mistake that they made in the 70s, the Fed chairman, Burns. They lowered rates and then inflation came back even worse in the subsequent couple of years. And, you know, it says here, pausing the rate hikes could saddle Americans with even much higher inflation than the Fed's target. The Fed's fight against inflation here, it says it's stalling, it's stuck near 5%. How about this? Their favorite inflation indicator reaccelerated in April. Year-over-year inflation signals higher than expected. Fed economy is too hot. Chance of June rate hikes rising. So 78% of Americans think inflation will increase in coming months. So I don't know if there's a pivot. Maybe a pause, but if they do pivot, you know what that'll mean? That'll mean the economy is horrible. That's what it means. So a little bit about recession. And this isn't all doom and gloom because I don't suspect that, I'm not suggesting that, you know, everything's going to fall apart forever. But right now, that's the environment and landscape we're in. And let me show you something here. This recession indicator puts the likelihood of an economic reversal at 99.3%. So basically, you can see here almost 100% probability of recession based on this particular recession indicator. So, and that's, look at this here, leading economic indicators, 13th straight month down. And this is a big one here. The US LEI, leading economic indicator index, signals recession over the next 12 months. And it's never failed. And this is only going back to 2000, but I think it goes back to the 50s. So we're now in the recession signal as well. So, you know, I guess history doesn't have to repeat, but this is a pretty good storyline to look at. Student loan repayments are to resume. Spending about to collapse. People have saved, these students have saved over $15,000 of deferred payments. Now they're going to have to start making payments again. Loan delinquencies have exploded higher with automobile. This is declining money supply. Look at this. Look at this line. That's the M2 money supply, which is basically you know, your money in the bank and checking accounts and so on and so forth, savings and so forth. Gross domestic income versus gross domestic product. You can see this line here. Normally, it should be moving up with GDP, but it's not. Two declining quarters. Wages aren't that strong. They're down a record 25 consecutive months. Anyway, so I could go on and on and on. This is interesting. This was today. I want to spend just a second on this. The Bureau of Labor revisions showed a massive decline in data from last quarter, Q4 of last year. So 6 months later, they give these major revisions here. Look at this. Everything is revised down negative, 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 negative. So it was, you know, these numbers here, but now they're dramatically revised. So anyway, it's kind of weird what's going on. It's a real dysfunctional setup right now for sure. But the economy recovering on credit cards, credit card usage is spiking. U.S. savings rate fell for the first time since last year, falling to its lowest since 2005. Credit card usage hits new record highs. This is interesting. Here's your credit card usage, and here's your savings. So not a good setup, folks. Anyway, this is good, and I'll end on this here and get some questions here. But because I don't want to just spend too much time driving this point home, but I guess the point I'm making is it's probably sensible to consider alternatives rather than just, you know, buying, you know, a bunch of stocks and hanging on to them. And in fact, I'll show you something in just a second. But this made me laugh. The S&P 493 is up 1% year to date. Well, of course, there is no such thing as the S&P 493. This guy is being facetious. But the S&P 500 is only up 1% year to date, not including these seven stocks. So there's only seven stocks that are really contributing to almost all of the performance of the S&P 500 this year. And you know what they are, the big names, you know, Apple, Google, Tesla, NVIDIA, whatever. So there really is no breadth in the stock market. And look at this, just the other day, I had to make a note of this. 100% of the S&P 500 gains on May 25 were only from three stocks. So it's kind of scary out there. And look at this, the NASDAQ versus the Russell 2000, we're now back in the same territory just before the dot-com crash. Look at that. In terms of the ratio between the two, there's job layoffs, you know, on and on and on. Look at this, year-to-date plan layoffs are now 4.5 times higher than in 2022. And, you know, we're just in May, and that's all of 2022. Commercial real estate suffering, 1.5 million square feet of sublease space in downtown Chicago. Commercial real estate tumbled in a downturn. Its property values are sliding, first time since 2011. You know, housing, this is a crazy chart. Wall Street investors are fleeing housing. Biggest annual decline on record. Look at this drop. Almost a 50% decline in investor home purchases just from 1 year to the next. Investor meaning like institutional investing. Investors buying real estate homes. Mortgage applications are plunging. So we like the low correlation that ThetaTrader gives you. And we can be very flexible. You can maneuver easily with these strategies. We think it's an alternative solution that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we don't want you to be passive and just sit on your hands with positions in the stock market, because quite frankly, we think stocks could be flat for a decade. I won't go into the details on this, but this is kind of an interesting piece here. Single greatest predictor of future stock market returns. And it's essentially, it's the average investor allocation to equities. And right now, basically, it's suggesting a negative 0.2% below inflation return, total return for the next decade. And then what about the one of the best money managers in the world, Stanley Druckenmiller? He says there's a high probability stocks will be flat for an entire decade. And he generated average annual returns of 30% a year for about 30 years, folks, with no drawdowns. So that's someone you got to pay attention to, not just someone who's just talking on TV and just has some kind of opinion based on their feelings. So we don't want to always buy the dip, probably not a smart strategy. You want to try to sidestep these bear market declines. They don't always recover that as quickly as, you know, we recall. I mean, here's the dot-com crash. You know, it took about 6 years. Here's the global financial collapse. Took another, you know, period of time. But look at this. If you bought the Dow in 1929, you didn't recover till 1954. And what about 1982? It's the same spot it was in 1966. So anyway, you want to avoid those drawdowns. It's simple math. We all know it, but it sometimes helps to refresh our memory. You know, if you're down 40%, you got to generate a 67% return just to get back to even, get back to your starting principal. So Druckenmiller says we're probably in for a hard landing, hard to envision stocks being higher in 10 years, teetering on the edge of a recession. So consider strategies that have either little or inverse correlation to stock market performance, such as what we just talked about in ThetaTrader. We'd love to have you, love to talk to you more about it. And, you know, it's non-correlated, meaning if stocks are going sideways or they're going down or up, you have these flexible go anywhere strategies with ThetaTrader and what it offers you. And we can make it very user-friendly for you. So how simple and easy it is to use the platform. So we like the alternatives here. And you can have some of that exposure with ThetaTrader. So consider these automated strategies to speculate or hedge your portfolio. And again, your ThetaTrader membership includes everything you saw today, including the personal coaching, all the trade alerts. And there's the form for you. And I don't want to beat it to death, but take a screenshot, call me or send me an email, 949-236-6961. And there's my email, Eric, E-R-I-K, at altavest.com. But quite frankly, a lot of people just sign up right on the form there. And once you sign up, you'll get your credentials to log in, instructions how to open an account, and so on and so forth. So again, you get all of what ThetaTrader offers on the Theta trades themselves. You have the trade simulator. You also get those one-touch trade alerts for the options that we talked about. I mean, what a tremendous feature it is to have those alerts at your fingertips. And here is the final page on that presentation, the final slide. Okay, let me see if I can address some of these other questions. Yeah, so the trade alerts will come. We've done some Russells recently. We did some NASDAQ recently, mostly E-mini S&Ps. But yeah, all those markets, and occasionally something else like gold. But good question. And yeah, you can transfer an IRA to us. Absolutely. We work through a custodian called Midland Trust, and they're really, really good at that. They do it every day for us. So you can transfer your IRA to us, no trouble there. And yeah, you talk to Midland about how they operate in terms of, you know, borrowing against it and so forth, but I believe the answer is no. And what other questions might we have? Yes, there will be a replay available. And the best thing to do really is, if you have any questions ahead of time, send me an email, call me directly. If it goes to voicemail, it means I'm just talking to other people, and I'll get back to you. But we'd love to have you with us. And let me see if there's anything else I can think of that I might have inadvertently skipped. I don't think so. And if someone wants to see something in the ThetaTrader platform right now or the dashboard, let me know. I can jump back in there as well. Or if there's any other comments or questions, I think I was able to answer all of the various questions I see in the chat. How many alerts per day or week? That's a good one. You know what? It's always going to be market dependent, but you might expect 1 to 3 per week, I'd say. So it's not high velocity. It's not going, you know, you don't have to be glued to your smartphone or iPad? But that is a good question. Oh, you're welcome. Someone said, thanks for the great presentation. Yes, and please give me feedback too, if you don't mind. In fact, I don't mind hearing feedback that, you know, may not be real rosy either. So that's what I need to hear. How much initial investment? We recommend 25,000 is the minimum. And if you had a different figure in mind, just let me know. But really, you don't want to go too much less than that, because then you wouldn't really be able to accept probably all the alerts. You'd be limited. You know, $5,000 or so is about typical for each dragonfly. So you've had quite a bit less than that. You'd be limited to, you know, just one or two dragonflies, and then you wouldn't have your positions diversified one from another. It wouldn't be the best it wouldn't be the best situation. You could do it, but it wouldn't be the best. And what else? Yeah, and I would just say that if you've done options before, you probably have a good idea of what I'm talking about, especially if you've sold options before, and it should make sense with you to you and connect with you. If you've never done options before, this is a way to get involved, wherein we can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you, and you can end up starting off, I think, on the right foot, using strategies that really are aligned with how a more sophisticated trader would be doing this. But if you didn't have this tool available, there'd be no way you could put these trades together by yourself. It would be nearly impossible. And someone's asking about a beginner trader. Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, like, again, everything you need to know and learn is part of ThetaTrader. So with the videos and the tutorials, if you know what a basic call is and a basic put option is, then the rest of it can be explained. It all just kind of falls into place. And yeah, keep calling, by the way. I see people calling in, and that's fine, but leave your message. That is, you know, obviously I'm on the phone right now in a live presentation, but I do want you to keep calling and leave your message, or send me an email as well. But really, if you understand what a call option is and what a put option is, the rest of it should fall into place for you. Hopefully that helps. But yeah, this is basically something that is institutional level for sophisticated traders that we've made available to individual traders like ourselves. This is not something a few years ago that would have been available to the general public. It's just not, for various reasons, mainly because it's too complicated for the average person to construct these trades and structure them and build them, follow them, monitor them, know when to get in, know when to get out. So that's really a big advantage now, is technology can allow us somewhat of an even playing field. And, you know, you don't want to try to get involved with a game that, you know, you're not on an even playing field with the other competitors. All right. Well, I think that's, someone's asking about, let me review that real quickly again here. Let's see here. Asking about no cost. Yes, we rebate. You sign up, you become a member, and then when you deposit your funds in your account, you'll get a rebate. We just automatically rebate your membership fee. So you don't, basically, you don't have to pay anything. So yes, that's a good question. If you have 100,000 or more, we'll just rebate the entire amount to you. People love taking us up on that offer. Where did I? It's in here somewhere. I probably put too many news articles in here, but I didn't know which ones to leave out. It takes a while to build these presentations out and know what to include and what not to. But thanks for bearing with me, folks. Where is that page? I know it's up here. Anyway, but yeah, hopefully that answers the question. And let's see if there's anything else. There it is. So there are the thresholds for the rebate. All right, folks, if there's not anything else, I will wrap it up. Let everyone get back to their evening. And these are always fun. So thanks for all the feedback and the commentary and the chat and the questions and so on. And if you need anything else, why are we different from other courses? Well, I don't know of anyone that uses ThetaTrader technology, because it's ours. We built it. We hired our developers and we spent years and put our experience into this, and no one else has anything like ThetaTrader or the one-touch responsive alerts. No one's doing dragonflies like we are with ThetaTrader. We created the dragonflies. So I don't know of anyone with the responsive alerts as well, like I said. So, I mean, it's a big, big difference. And also, we're focused on collecting premium. And a lot of what you might see with people selling this or that newsletter or course or whatever is they're looking at big home runs, and that's what's sexy and that's what sells. But realistically, that's not sustainable. So we have a different different viewpoint. And, you know, we've been doing this for 30 years. So I think that says a lot. That might be all you really need to know, is that I think a lot of people that are probably in this probably got involved, and especially if they're younger, and I'm not faulting them, but, you know, if they're younger, they probably grew up in the whole crypto scene and they're just not interested in slow and steady winning the race. You know, they're after the big, big, big results, but with that comes enormous risk. Just like you saw earlier in the presentation, where that 25-year-old guy made $1.5 million and now he lost it all. So that is not how we approach things. And ThetaTrader is what we offer. Yeah, that's enough, because it involves a full landscape of strategies and available for really any market condition. All right, folks, great questions. And again, if you want to get set up, you've got the links there in the chat. And if I go, there you go. And there's the link here. You can do one payment. Again, this is just one time, lifetime membership, $5.97. Or if you want to spread it out over 3 months, that's fine too, $2.97 a month. But of course, the one payment of $5.97 is your better deal. Yeah, and the guarantee right here, 30-day money-back guarantee on the membership fee. So really, you don't have any risk on that membership fee. Sign up. We'll get you set up with your login credentials. You can play around with ThetaTrader. You'll start receiving some alerts. You can get your kind of get your feet wet. But if you decide it's not for you, that's fine. We'll just refund the membership fee. All right, folks. I'd love to hear from you. So keep calling and keep sending me emails. And we will respond, if not later today, then certainly tomorrow. But have a great evening, and we'll let you go. All right, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay. Great presentation. So thank you to Eric Gebhardt of altavest.com for the special event presentation on timing research. And if you want to review the recording, that will be available on timingresearch.com. Also, if you search for timing research on YouTube or Substack or your favorite podcast app, you can find the recording that way as well, as soon as I can get it posted. And so just a reminder, be sure to go to cf.altavest.com/TR, as you can see on the screen there, or you can call or email Eric if you have any more questions, or you can also reply to any timing research email, and if you have a question, and I can help you with that as well. So all right, so that's it for tonight. Thanks, everyone.